The Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Faith, the energizer of this kingdom, can't work without four ingredients. Jesus, in John 14, makes a bold statement, and I say bold. He that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater, because I go to the Father, comma, to enable you. I go to the Father to enable you. The principles of the Word of God stay the same from Genesis to Revelation. The principles stay the same. The vehicle that delivers it changes. The method changes. The tools used change, but the principle stays the same. There are four qualifiers to faith: knowledge, illumination, revelation that leads to demonstration. Jesus calls us to demonstration in John 14. The works I do shall ye do also. God called Moses to demonstration in Exodus 3. You better understand that the staff reminds Moses who's with him. He's got knowledge. He's got knowledge. You can't go anywhere without knowledge. My people are destroyed for the lack of it. You got knowledge. And when God gives you knowledge, he gives you something tangible. If you don't have anything tangible, you don't have knowledge. But the purpose of knowledge is to help you use what he gave you. I'm calling you to do works that are greater than mine. So I'm going to give you knowledge, something to hold on to. In the context of the knowledge, Moses gets a knowledge of God. I am the God of your father. I'm the God of Amram. And I'm also the God of Jacob and Isaac and Abraham. Now I'm sending you. Get yourself together. Once you get a knowledge of God, it is now time to energize your faith. You can't have faith in the kingdom if you don't know the owner of the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom of God and who he is. Come on, saints. I think you can handle this. He walks away with his staff. God said, now when you get down there, Pharaoh is not going to believe you. So it's a test for your knowledge. I'm telling you ahead of time, Pharaoh's not going to believe you. But you know why? I'll tell Paul to tell you later that I'm going to harden Pharaoh's heart. But the staff can break it. So when you get down there, that staff that turned into a serpent, you take that staff and put it in the water. And it's going to make the water bloody. Because I gotta kill the Nile God. Because the Nile God's got them thinking that his kingdom is greater than mine. When I bloody the water, Pharaoh's going to know that there's something stronger than he is and supernatural in you. So what is God saying? The works are not designed for you, baby. It's to prove the devil that you represent the kingdom. God ain't healing the sick for you because you're already healed. He's healing the sick for the devil. He's letting the devil know, I got people who know that they have a staff. I got people who know that they have the power. I have people who know that they can lay hands. I've got people who know that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Oh, shake that thing. Can't use faith till you have a knowledge of God. Do you know him? Yes. If you know him, then you know what he wants for you. Lord have mercy. Woo! I got a friend. I got a dear friend who has a significant female in his life. And when they go places and do things, he always puts her in like 4 and 5 star hotels. And I said to him, you know, why you do that? And he said, that's just what I am. And so one day he was testing his lady, and he said, we're going to go to the Red Roof Inn on our next trip. And she said, we don't do that. We don't go to Red Roof Inn, baby. We don't go to Holiday Inn. We go to the other places. Listen carefully. Her relationship with this man has caused her to expect your relationship with God ought to cause you to expect healing, deliverance. Woo! Y'all ain't hearing me. You expect crumbs when you've got loaves. See, faith means I know in whom I believed, and I am persuaded that he don't have no Red Roof in for me. I'm a Four Seasons child. I'm a Ritz-Carlton child. Are you hearing me? Jesus said, the works I do shall ye do also. How many of us can say, I'm doing the work of Jesus? Oh, no, yay. When's the last blinded eye you opened? When's the last crippled limb you straightened out? When's the last dead person you raised? The works of Jesus didn't stop when he died because he got up to make sure you could do it. But you're so programmed to slumming spiritually that you don't know how to rise and do that kingdom thing. It's activated by faith and words. Come on, 11:30. You sitting around looking at what you lost. You think God wants you to sit around looking at what you lost? And then you go out and you say, I got to do what I got to do. Do you know how demonic that phrase is? I got to do what I got to do. The devil is a lie. You have to do what God wants you to do. God might not want you to get it. I got to take that second job to make ends meet. And God said, no, you don't. That's your problem. You've been living your life your own way. I stripped you of something to show you who I am. You lost your joy. You got frustrated. You're full of anxiety because of what you lost in the natural. But if you pick up your staff and you have something called the Word of God, which has become your staff. And then he said, my staff, David said, your staff comforts me. Glory to God. I'm going to hold on to this. Well, there might be somebody try to come down that middle aisle. And I'm going. With a horizontal butt stroke. Yeah! Watch this. After Moses gets a knowledge of God, he then gets illumination. Illumination is neat. You see, you got to understand what illumination is. Now, when you walk into this church, you know that we have chairs. That's because you got knowledge. Hi, mama. You know. You got knowledge. But you don't know if I changed the position of the chairs or not. But you got knowledge that we have chairs. But you don't know if I instructed facilities to change the chairs. So the first thing you do is illuminate. So you can find out what you know is there, but where it is. Illumination tells you where it is. I know God wants to bless me, but where is my blessing? I know God wants to heal me, but where is my healing? I have knowledge, but I need illumination. Moses has this knowledge of God, but he has no illumination as to the purpose. So after God introduces himself, he must now tell him what his purpose is. I'm sending you down to get my people so you can bring them to the land of the Hittite, the Amorite, the Jebusite, the Hivite. You need to know that purpose always includes adversary. Or as Sean Connery says, adversary. You think just because God has revealed your purpose, it means you're going to skate free. No, purpose reveals your enemy. It reveals all of the doors that are going to close in your face. It reveals all of the struggle that you're going to have. But if your knowledge is secure, then you don't worry about your limitations. Why? Because you got this staff that's been energized called knowledge. Every time Moses picked up that staff, he was reminded that God was with him. Before he met God, he was reminded of his ancestry. But now he's reminded that God is with him. What do you have that reminds you that God is with you? Testimony. The deliverance from your past is your staff. That's what lets you know that God is with me for my present and my future, because he delivered me from my past. I have illumination. There is a knowledge of the plan of God. This is where faith becomes embryonic. This is where it settles in to those beginning stages. This is when the sperm energizes the egg, when illumination comes. You start feeling what we call purpose. I now have purpose. So many of God's people lack purpose, and that's why they flounder. They wander around in the sea of ministry trying to find a place to fit. But you see, you don't find a place to fit. If you understood purpose, you will realize that you were born for something specific, and you will be led to it.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
08216P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Bethel Deliverance International Church is now live streaming. Tune in and experience live worship with us through the Bethel app, Facebook, and BethelDeliverance.org. It's all happening Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Your worship experience is just one click away.